Well, this hour with Reverend Temple Hayes, we'll take your phone calls as we talk about her work. I Am Never Alone is the movie she's in. It'll come out in the spring, and her book is When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. Let's get to your calls, your stories when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Reverend Temple Hayes. This is our hour that will take your phone calls and your questions and get into who you are and what you're doing. When we take calls, Reverend, you can expect just about anything. You ready for them?
Absolutely.
Since you've been doing this, you're almost like a counselor, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a life advocate. I'm here representing life. I was talking earlier about the emphasis that we put in education on children, right, George? The stress of them passing these tests and getting prepared for their SAT, and it's so sad. I've never had anybody in my adult life ask me what I made on my SAT. Have you?
No. No.
It didn't help me get married. It hadn't helped me get a job.
I can't even remember what I did with it.
You didn't ask me what was your SAT, Temple, before I could be on the show. You know what I'm saying?
That was right. It was our requirement, by the way, so we should have asked you. No.
We're so out of balance. I mean, that is so to teach people practical life skills. You know, to teach kids how to deal with grief, how to deal with a friend committing suicide, how to deal with parents divorcing. This is where we need to be. You know, we need to be teaching them practical things and to cope with life.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, the suicide rate among children is very high these days, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Ages 10 to 34 is the second leading cause of death. How did that happen?
Gosh.
You know, how did we get there?
Frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the calls. Let's pick it up by going to Kathy in Charleston, Virginia. Well, welcome to the program. First-time caller. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, George. How are you this evening?
Great. Everything's good. Thanks.
I want to say a happy Thanksgiving to you and the Reverend there tonight.
Thank you. You too.
And it emphasizes on the title of her book, When Did You Die? I tried to, going with your percentages of when women committing suicide. I tried to commit suicide and overdosing with prescription pills on June the 6th, 1986. I was 21 years old.
Oh, my God. What led you to that, Kathy?
I had an argument with my boyfriend. I found out he was cheating on me. And at the time, I had several prescriptions for a work injury.
Just dump him and move on and get a better guy.
Well, yeah, at that time I was young and dumb and 21 and didn't know any better. And it was my first real serious, what I call a committed relationship. And truth is, I had an undiagnosed mental illness. I was bipolar and I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a near-death experience in this scenario.
What kind of pills did you have?
I had Valium. I had Motrin. I had, at that point in time, Advil. Now it was Naperson. And I had full bottles of each. I mean, gigantic bottles.
God, how much of it did you, how much did
I
you take?
All of them. I had just filled the prescriptions like 2 days before. And I took like 50, 20 milligram Valiums.
At one time?
Yes.
Who found you, Kathy?
His mother came. I was living with him and his mother came home about 2 hours later and found me unresponsive. She called 911. And
they pumped you out, I guess?
They flushed me with charcoal, and I went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God.
And I saw myself on the table. I was floating at the ceiling. I saw myself. I saw them working on me. And you know how they say you go towards the light? I saw them working on me, and I just kind of like floated up and up and up, and then I was in a white room. And my grandfather, who died 2 years before,
he was there.
Yeah. And he reached out and he touched my hand. And he called me by my full name, which is Mary Catherine. And he said, "Mary Catherine, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Pat Paul, I'm not really sure, but I feel safe here. Can I stay with you?" And he says, "No, you got to go back.
That
it's
was
not your time."
Good advice on his part.
Yeah. And he kissed me on the cheek. And next thing I know, I'm lying on the table again. And I'm in ICU. And it's 3 days later.
And aren't you glad it didn't work?
Yes, I am, because now I have two beautiful sons. They're 25 and 21.
Do they know your story?
Oh, yes, they do.
Do you ever get moments, Kathy, of depression still?
Sometimes I do, but
you're a human being. We all go through these things.
Yeah, sometimes I have low times. But I know that God is there with me.
Yeah.
And I know what's waiting for me when my time comes.
Temple, I want you to jump in here for a moment.
Wow, Kathy, what a story. And of all the people that would be calling in right now on this Black Friday, you definitely know that you have tremendous purpose.
Yeah.
Your time.
I'm truly grateful for what I have.
Wow. And the bravery, do you tell your story?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I volunteer at a homeless shelter I live in Charleston, West Virginia, by the way.
Okay, that's right.
And I volunteer at a homeless shelter here in town. And I work with people that are the age of my kids. And because my oldest son, he's been in and out of jail, and he's been in and out of homeless shelters. And right now he's on a good path. He's staying here with me. But I still go down to the homeless shelter, and I volunteer to go down there and talk to young women. And some of them have mental illness problems, and some of them, have issues that they want to talk to, and they need a mother figure. And I don't go in and try to replace their moms, but some of them, just need an older woman to talk to. And I just go in and I'm there to see if I can help.
Well, Kathy, you stay on the path you're on, because it sounds like you're doing okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
We celebrate you. We're so glad you decided to stay, and all the people that you're impacting. So keep living your truth and telling your story, and be candid with people, Kathy. We need people to be real.
Reverend, how many people who have attempted suicide and they're lucky enough not to go through with it are then years later, like Kathy, so happy and so thankful that it didn't happen? How many go through that?
I've never met a person that regretted that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
They all celebrate that something greater intervened and they are still here, because there's so much more to do.
That's
the answer, right?
I think no matter how dark that cloud might be at that time, mm-hmm. it's going to get better. Eventually, it's going to get better. I mean, there's only one thing, and let me ask you about this, and this is almost like where Jack Kevorkian came in, where he would do assisted suicides.
Yeah. Right.
If somebody is going to be dying, if it's a fatal condition, stage 5 cancer, let's say, and there's no hope at all, and they are in excruciating pain, how do you feel about somebody who just says, I want to check out. I'm not going to struggle and prolong my life when I'm dying anyway, and I can barely move, walk. Every joint in my body hurts. What about that person?
Hmm.
That's a tough call.
That's a very tough call. call. And yet, when you look at levels of if they are hospitalized and things like that, you know, usually they are being helped, you know, with morphine and things like that.
See, I would take the posture, and this is me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to beat this illness. I don't care what I have. I'm going to get them. I'm going to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's always that little glimmer of hope. That's just me.
Well, you and I would be the two people, George and Templeton, that people would call, because I shock people when somebody's on their deathbed and I come in and I'm talking about, and there's life coming through every cell and fiber of your being, and there's an intelligence, and you know, you have so much energy because I believe we take us where we're going. You know, and I always say that to people, you're still taking you, you know, beyond the veil, you're going to see that you still have you there. So it's still life. It's still the power and presence of life that you have.
Let's go to Sammy in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, George Norrie. How are you?
Great, and happy Thanksgiving to you,
happy
Sammy.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and Temple Hayes. That's such an awesome night to be. Yeah, I'm really grateful to be speaking to you both. I just want to give you a quick background. I was born in New York in 1986. I'm actually 33, and according to what you just stated, the ages of 10 to 34 is the second leading cause of death in the United States, or I'm assuming the world, or is this just the United States?
Mm-hmm. Specifically there, I'm talking United States. It's a global, okay. It's a global issue as well.
Right, so I'm 33, and I actually attempted suicide, not purposely, but I've never told anybody this, except for, of course, my mom and stuff, but fortunately I survived, and I think I had a near-death experience, and God, fortunately, amen, Jesus Christ, and my Lord and Savior, and our Lord and Savior, not just mine, everyone and everybody, I felt myself, like, disappearing in a bright light going up to heaven, and then God made me stay in heaven, like my, I guess it would be an outer body experience, and my body stay back on earth.
What was it, Sammy? What was it that got you to turn around?
Recently, having faith for the future, being optimistic, believing in everyone and everybody in the world. So it's
good, good for you. What was it that got you so depressed you were thinking of doing this?
The major thing was my parents got divorced when I was in middle school, and I was in sixth grade, and ever since then I've been depressed. My parents, leaving them, factor and impact is still devastating today, being Thanksgiving. And that's another reason I wouldn't be speaking to you now, because actually the caller just before me stated she lives in West Virginia. That's where my sister just moved to with my brother-in-law.
Right.
And I have a one-year-old niece. I don't want to admit it, but I've been drinking and abusing liquor for the past probably 15, 17, 18 years since I started drinking. And I want to say, I don't want to speak about regret, but I wish, and if I had a second chance, I would not have abused alcohol for the past 15, 18 years.
Have you got that licked yet?
I've been sober for maybe 6 months to a year. And
good.
Thinking of it, it turns my stomach. I just get withdrawn. I just think how disgusting. Because I'm still coming out of depression. I've been really depressed and coming out of it. But especially due to my brother-in-law, my sister, having the baby, that really turned me up and looked at the future.
How did you try to do yourself in, Sammy?
It was Tylenol, I think. My mom had
Tylenol, really?
Tylenol, pain medication, painkillers.
Prescription type. Yeah.
And fortunately, God willing, he let me live again, and I'm grateful each and every day.
Well, we're glad you're here. We need you as a listener, Sammy.
Yeah, I really appreciate it very much, you coming on the air, George Norrie. It's always a pleasure, and it's always so forthcoming to have somebody, someone like you as on earth and here on the radio too.
Well, if you ever get to that point where you need somebody, we're here for you.
Oh, absolutely. Being on the air each and every night when I can't listen to you, because usually I just got transferred to a day shift. That was another thing, too. I've been working, they call it the graveyard. I call it the overnight, the moonlighting shift. I work 9:30 to about 6:30 every day for the past couple of years. And fortunately, now I work the day, between seven dudes.
You're gonna have to change your lifestyle patterns now, huh?
Exactly. So I'm very fortunate to not have to work at night and be able to listen to you and your guests like Temple Hayes. So fortunately, Temple Hayes, really appreciate you being a guest, and I look forward to when is your movie gonna be released?
In the spring, Sammy. And awesome. You know, having been sober for 32 years, I mean, I have a little bit of experience about that, and I can tell you, the best days of your life. I wouldn't take $1 million to drink again. I've never struggled. Don't miss it. I never wanted to keep apologizing for myself. You know, Sammy, we're not here to be an apology. We're here to make an impact, and I celebrate you.
Thank you, Sam. And I tell you what, Temple, when the movie is ready to come out, would you make sure we get a copy of the trailer, and we'll put it up on the coasttocoastam.com website for you all?
I absolutely will. No doubt about it, yes.
Sammy, stay strong, and we're here for you, my friend. Anytime you need it, you just pick up the phone and give us a call. And that's what it's all about, my friend. Joe in Monterey, California. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, George. Happy Thanksgiving. And you too, Reverend Temple Hayes.
Thank you,
Joe. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You know, I've never spoken to a spiritual leader before. You know, sometimes I call up Coast to Coast, but he doesn't really have too many spiritual leaders. As a spiritual person, I know that you probably have a lot of followers and stuff, and you do a lot of good work and stuff. But what's your opinion? Because I know you already studied so many things. What's your opinion about exorcisms or possession and suicide?
Wow, this is dabbling on the dark side, Temple.
Yeah, we're going into the shadow of Black Friday. You know, once someone starts deciding that there's something working against them, you know, there's something bigger than me that's working against me, then that's their perception, and it becomes their life.
See, I don't think it's just a mental illness. If somebody's really possessed by some demonic force,
yes.
Most doctors would probably think there's a medical condition here, there's a mental condition. You know what? I think it's very real that possession could lead people to want to attempt suicide.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, with the popularity of shamanism and people that can actually work to facilitate a process that you can be rid of those types of things, it's very important to do so. You know, absolutely. But I agree with you, George. It's the medical is not the answer. It's people that understand how to work with the dark energy, like Deborah King and some Sandra Ingerman and some of the other shamanic people in the world. There's people that can help. So if this is, you're a listener and this is affecting you, there's answers out there.
Absolutely.
I've seen it many times with people. Mm-hmm.
And I just need people to understand that there's always an avenue for things to get better.
Yeah.
Always. You got to be that positive. Well, Temple, give us one of your favorite websites before we take our last break.
TempleHayes.com.
That's it, huh?
I better like my own.
All right. We got that linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. TempleHayes.com. She's a reverend, but it's TempleHayes.com. We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls on Coast to Coast AM, and then we're going to end the show with a special by Johnny Cash as well. And thanks for listening on our Thanksgiving show. It means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. Tomorrow night on our program, Richard Serrett will be hosting, of course, and then Jimmy Church on Saturday. I'll be on Sunday, first Sunday of the month, with some emerging artists as well. Then we'll get your week rolling along here. We've got some great shows as we get into December. Wow, I just can't believe it. Hey, and welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, our final segment with Reverend Temple Hayes. And let's, of course, go right to the calls. Let's go to Alice in Tennessee. Hello, Alice.
Well, thank you both for being there today. I really appreciate you people because you're very special.
Thank you, Alice. And, very kind.
Yeah, and holidays are a tough time for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a widow of 5 years, and I'm 71 years of age, and I know I'm a candidate for paranormal.com. And, but I've been through a lot. I'm a two-time cancer survivor.
Good for you.
And yeah, it's that was a tough battle. Tough battle, but everything's, I keep up with my checkup, so I'm doing well.
Good.
But I've experienced all kinds of problems, and I do have a lot of wisdom at my age. And I survived a bad car accident. I was driving an old Mustang, about a 1965 or Mustang. The car steering unit column broke and almost got killed, but it was a miracle.
Classic car, too.
I survived it with only a few scratches, but the car was totaled, so I thought that was a great miracle. And I survived cancer two times. I know there's a purpose for my life here. And so, but I know to treat people well, and but I'm not real sure about what my true great purpose is, but I've got a lot of wisdom, and I'm willing to answer any questions you all might have.
All right. Well, let me start with this, because, Alice, do you feel as if you've got a guardian angel with you?
Yes, indeed. Anyway, my husband died in 2014, around the first, it was August 6th of 2014. And when he died, I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life now. Or I thought, what do I do now? And I still have that question, what do I do now? And I have overwhelming days, like I'm having trouble, you know, doing my work. And I mean, I don't work outside the house, but I've got a thyroid problem and I've got an osteoarthritis problem. I heard you all say that people alone can get osteoarthritis. And sure enough, I thought, yeah, that's me, you know. And but it's very painful, you know, the knee. It's a knee problem where you go to an orthopedic doctor and he shoots in, well, this needle to take out fluid, and then a cortisone shot needle follows that, and it's excruciating. And I got a high pain threshold, and wow, it's an outrageous pain, you know.
Are you computer literate? Do you have a computer? Can you use one?
Yeah, well, I have a tablet. I don't have a computer, but I do.
I want you to go to this website, criticalhealthnews.com. Really?
I've been listening to you all for years about that.
You want glucogel.
Okay. Say that again.
Glucogel at criticalhealthnews.com. It's for your joints, and I'm telling you, after about a week or two, you're going to see a major, major difference, Alice. We're going to take a few more calls here, but that's criticalhealthnews.com, and look for glucogel, or call that toll-free number that you'll see when you go to that website. There's a 847-239-7234, and I'm going from memory right now, but it's on the website. And give them a call and just remember glucogel. She sounds remarkable, Temple.
She does. And, you know, she's saying, what is my purpose? And it seems to me she's living her purpose. What an inspiration.
Yeah, she's picked herself up from all kinds of adversity and is doing okay. Cancer survivor two times, her husband died, and she keeps fighting.
And still at it. And 71, and she has the opinion like she's just getting started.
And still at it.
Gotta love it.
Julia is with us in Kirkland, Washington. Hello, Julia. Good morning.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, I was on the speaker. Anyway, thank you so much for being there. I just am so touched by your shows all the time.
Thank you.
And Tommy and all the listeners, they're great. You guys are my new family. I'm pretty much by myself. My husband passed away. I've had a lot of deaths recently and or the last 5 years. And so I'm finding a lot of inspiration here. And I'm having a hard time. There's a quote, there's a long distance between your head and your heart. And mentally, I know a lot. It's just the hope to keep going. There's also a quote I love from Shawshank Redemption, the movie.
Yep, great movie. I love that movie.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
That's right.
And I get afraid that I go over to the side of I'm not in the place of living. I'm getting closer to my spirit dying.
Pull yourself back, Julia.
Pardon?
Pull yourself back and stay with the living.
That's what I'm trying to do. It's just, it's like I know a lot of things to do. It's just finding the, getting it, staying in practice of doing the things I need to do. So anyway, so that's why I'm basically calling out. I'll look at your guest's website.
All right, Temple, little advice here for Julia. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Julia, I really love you to read my book. Not that I'm trying to sell you a car, but there's practical applications that you can use that bring you to a different place. And the very nature that you're talking about it, and you're having this energy that says, oh, you don't want to die, that's an aha moment that you're having that's asking you to either participate in something new, develop a more stronger influence in a relationship. It's time to move out more. Don't stay so much inside. Get out and involve yourself. You have a lot to give. You have great energy.
Go for it, Julia. Hope everything works out for you. And we are your family. Ron in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Ronald, go ahead.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes, that was what I was calling is that, first of all, I've been listening to Coast to Coast since the first day that Art Bell started the show.
Thank you.
And one of the things is that what I was calling is regards to is that for like myself, and that I have, I retired just recently from the police department, and after 40 years.
And well, thank you for doing that too, serving.
For like me, like I have no family. I have no aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews. Nobody's alive, and that it's just me, and it. And you know, when you mention it to people, and that. They look at you like you're weird and strange and something's wrong with you.
Like you're an outcast or something.
Well, yeah. And you'd say, hey, well, how can I help you? There's nobody alive in the family. And you really look down upon that, you know. And I know I'm not the only one. There's other people out there. Well, there's nobody still alive, you know.
And how do you combat that, Temple?
Well, I applaud you, and I tell you, the work you've been doing, I think you're way past, we get beyond what people think of us, you know?
I mean, should he take a who cares attitude?
I would.
Yeah, I would.
You know, one of my favorite statements that I learned years ago, because being concerned with what people thought of me was going to ultimately lead to my demise. And it's like when they make comments like that, I just simply say thank you for sharing and move on.
That's the way to do it.
You're happy, you find peace. You've served our society in the most profound way, and it's your time now.
You're better than them, Ron, so don't let them pull you down, that's for sure. Let's go to Mayat in New York. Hi, Mayat, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Interesting program. I'm so glad to hear that Kathy and the young man pulled through and came back.
Yep.
One of the differences between, George, you were explaining about the differences between male and female suicides. Females are closer to the males, but the attempts at suicide tend to be less successful, thank God. A male is more likely to use a gun, for example, as opposed to pills where you can pull somebody back. But my question to Reverend Temple Hayes is, and I think social media seems to play a big role, but we have a world that's increasingly doesn't seem to get better, polarized and angry. I mean, George has tons of guests on the spiritual tip, unlike what a previous caller said, to deal with the fact that anger is a negative, is a failing, is without the Most High. And so my question would be, besides helping people on the individual level, have you thought of a prescription that would pull us back, because we seem to be on the precipice in terms of all the anger and viciousness and polarization that we're seeing increasingly so? And I'll listen over the air, Reverend.
What could you say about that? Go ahead, Temple.
Well, I would say that we have to realize that anger and those kind of energies and drama on the news is what sells the most advertisement. So you have to keep it in perspective. Anger is an emotion that we are designed to have. It's the suppression. It's the denial of anger that causes, you know, so many problems. So anger within itself is usually telling us it's a warning sign for something greater. And I find that for the first time in my lifetime, it's amazing to see so many young people speaking out, to see so many people taking opinions. We need more people having an opinion. But anger by itself is not a bad thing. It's the denial of it that builds up to become reactive, that becomes on the level of crazy making.
And isn't it how you use it? I mean, if you apply anger to destroy your life, I mean, you're not going to go anywhere, are you?
No, absolutely not. We need more enlightened rebels. And in my work, that's what I teach, is the importance of being enlightened rebel. We need more rebels. We need more people with willing to take a stand and support a lot of different things. But we need a sense of enlightenment. So it's not a fighting kind of concept, but it's a change, being a difference maker.
The name of Reverend Temple Hayes's book, of course, is When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. And her website is her name, templehayes.com. Temple, keep in touch and definitely get me a copy of the movie trailer when it comes out, and we'll put it up on the website for you, okay?
It's been a pleasure being with you, George. Thanks for what you do.
Absolutely. And have yourself a great Christmas and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day as well. It's our Thanksgiving program. As we wrap up, I wanted to end it with something special by the late Johnny Cash. It's called The Thanksgiving Prayer.
We've come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years, to join hands and thank the Creator now when Thanksgiving is due. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie, and oh, love that you've made new. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And when the time comes to be going, won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life. I'm thanking the Lord He made you.
How about that? For Dan Galante, Donna Walker, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.